You ever been to the dog races, Bobby?
Not one as organized as this.
You're listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, son of a bitch.
If Power Two Quotes doesn't, do the clip tweet of, that's the Orion's belt of a guy's singing, then he should just shut down his account.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets.
Why I love Chuck is that's exactly how I felt about the show, but I couldn't articulate it the way that he did.
And Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes.
Guy, he's going to get in there and just try to maul you.
They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
All right, Dave. Well, we got to start with a Lou Cove update. We actually have good news for you, Lou. The Twins won 4-3 today over the Red Sox. Good news for everybody except me, who took the Twins -1.5.
Oh, man. Yeah, the run lines are tricky, man. I mean, that's a tough beat.
It was, especially when they're up 3-0. Yeah, not fun. But you know what? I'm happy for Lou. I'm happy to donate that money to the sky on Lou's behalf, because I am getting a lot of that money right back in the form of Dogecoin.
Yes.
Which, I mean, oh, my Lord.
That was going to be my first question is, are you on the moon yet? Are you coming with us?
I'm not on the moon, but I have my Dogecoin and I've got my ticket to the moon. So, yeah, this is, I mean, you know, as a complete nerd who had a finance undergrad and got my graduate degree in finance, this makes no sense. It's beyond stupid. There's zero intrinsic value, but let's run. Let's ride, baby, because it's crazy. I love it. It's like the tulip mania, the Dutch tulip mania of the 1600s, which, yeah, I was a finance nerd, that's for sure. So look that up. I wish there was a good documentary on the tulip mania craze, because I have a feeling like if that was on Netflix right now, a lot of people would be watching it, and B, a lot of people would be selling their Dogecoin. But be that as it may, for now, keep buying the Dogecoin because it's upping my share.
Yes. Oh, man, what a run. I mean, it's doubled today.
I know. It's absolutely insane. And like I said, there's zero, like literally zero intrinsic value. I joked the other day on Twitter to Zach that if he had been around during the internet bubble of the late 1990s and early 2000s, he would have owned a shit ton of pets.com stock. But unfortunately, he was too young to have an account back then. But yeah, that was a fun ride as well, that crashed and burned like Dogecoin eventually will. But man, this is a fun ride.
29 cents.
That's crazy. All right, well, we're back on track with a normal episode this week, so we're going to do our bets update. We'll do the quotes of the week. We've got a fun down memory lane for you, and we'll close with some quotes notes. First up, though, we got to thank some Patreon people, because it's been a while since we've had like a normal episode and a Patreon segment. So we've got a few people that upgraded mostly, and one new patron. So Hassan, welcome aboard. Thank you for joining. And then we had a few people upgrade their pledges. Goose upped his pledge, Lucas upped his pledge, and our buddy Ryan upped his pledge. So thank you guys for increasing your pledges to us, and welcome aboard, Hassan. We really appreciate it. One of the things, we haven't even talked about this because it's been a while, was our Patreon happy hour, which unfortunately, Dave, you missed. It was a blast, and the star of the show was none other than our voiceover guy, Steve, who did an epic, epic, epic Duel of Decades. It really was a lot of fun, and it was one band versus another band versus another band, and we've sent the idea to Chris Hockey. Hopefully, maybe it would make an appearance. I don't know. Chris might not like the idea of three bands against each other at the same time, but it was really, really well done. It was a whole lot of fun. We were watching all sorts of sports that we all had money on at the same time and stuff. So lots of fun. So, yeah, feel free to sign up for that if you want to join us the next time. And we finally picked a date for our big Patreon golf tournament that we're going to do this week, or this year, I should say. And, yeah, that's going to be Labor Day weekend. So hopefully we will, everything will work out and things will continue to go well, and we'll be able to play some golf this fall. So very excited for that.
Hell yeah. I got like 6 points off of that. number one, you know, knowing Goose and Ryan a little bit personally here, they're high rollers in general. They live on that high roller lifestyle. hockey would never be not for a threesome. So, I could definitely see a three-way
right.
being part of Duel of Decades, but yeah, all good stuff. And yeah, the golf tournament, I mean, that's going to be some. I hope it happens. I hope everybody gets their shot that wants it and wants to be healthy. And yeah, no, it's going to be sweet.
And our buddy Carl has signed off on the golf tournament because Carl is the title sponsor of the golf tournament, and Carl fucks. We all know this. So, yes. Yeah, we cannot wait.
Carl, good to see you.
Absolutely. We love Carl. So, all right. Well, let's get rolling with a bets update. We got a few things to talk about, so let's do that now.
Parker Bodge.
First, I would be very remiss to, this is going to get published on Friday, April 16th, and I would be very remiss to not wish everyone out there a happy Minnesota Timberwolves under day on Friday,
Let's
April
go.
16th. Yes, the magic number is one. Good chance we'll hit it tomorrow night, as we're recording this tomorrow night, against the Miami Heat and go under. And if we don't, guess what? We get to celebrate another Minnesota Timberwolves under day, because we actually have 17 more opportunities to hit the under for the Wolves, because they are just god-awful. And this countdown, this magic number countdown I've done, has been so much fun.
Well, maybe the only thing more profitable than Dogecoin right now is taking the Wolves season total under. So, you know, props to you. And I know it's just about NHL playoff season, so there's a little bit of flip-flop there to end your normal strategy as well. So a lot of profitable things that we'll be talking about here.
Do you want to know what's sad? I've actually, as it sits right now, I've actually made more off of Dogecoin than I'm going to make off this Wolves under bet. Isn't that insane? I mean, that's how insane this Dogecoin thing is. But enough.
Well, that also should say that you should put way more money on the Wolves under every year.
Well, I admitted this year I did not put as much as I did last year when I got the push because of COVID. So last year was a really big bet, and that's why I was so pissed that everything got shut down. But be that as it may, yes, I will thoroughly enjoy cashing that ticket. And of course, as it relates to the power trip, Chris Hockey will enjoy cashing that ticket against Marnie, probably as early as Friday night. All right. First up, as far as the other power trip bets go, well, we all knew it was going to happen. The Masters happened last weekend. And yes, indeed, Xander Schauffele ended up as the top golfer of the power trip selections. Now, of course, John Kreisel tied him in that. They both tied, so they split the winnings there after Schauffele kind of went pear-shaped there the last few holes. But be that as it may, actually had a couple of people on Twitter ask, well, does this count as a win for Parrish? And I'm like, first of all, if you get 6 or 7 to 1 on a winning on a bet ticket, are you going to consider that a loss? I don't think so. So yes, Parrish has officially won 3 majors in a row, 4 golf tournaments in a row, and he is going to be going for. We looked it up. He has won every other major tournament other than the PGA Championship. And if he wins the PGA Championship in May, it would be his 4th consecutive major. So this would be the career Grand Slam for Parrish and the Parrish Slam all at once.
Wow.
And quite frankly, I'd put him at even money at this point to do it.
Well, I mean, he's just got the magic. You know, verbal gif here. Tiger Woods putting the Masters green jacket on himself, but it's Mark Parrish's face, and then it's just continuous. And it's just he keeps putting the green jacket on himself. Wow. You know, I got some Shoffley money as well. Thanks to our little betting group as well. But man, you know, Shoffley had so many opportunities to win that outright. As far as the power trip bet. And then he washes that one on 16, which nobody hits in the water on 16, not even when they're skipping balls in the practice round. I mean, if you've ever had money on, Xander Schauffele to close out a golf tournament, you know that he almost always chokes at the end. So I guess it's not very surprising, but hey, go Mark Parrish.
But when Parrish picks you, you're not necessarily expecting him to fade like that. So I will say I was one of the people. I put $25 on Schauffele to win it outright when as soon as Parrish picked him on Wednesday, just for the bit. And things were getting just a tad bit exciting there when they were neck and neck there right around hole number 15. So faded quickly, but life is better with money on the line. That's for
absolutely
sure. All right, and the last bet I had to update was the bowling bet. So we finally got resolution on that last night, and unfortunately, Chris Hockey did not bowl a 200 in his season, even with the big advantage of the no-tap tournament that they were playing last night, where if you're not familiar with that, if you only get 9 pins on your first ball, it still counts as a strike. So the scores can elevate quickly. And what would have been brilliant radio this morning is if Chris had bowled like a 201 thanks to the no-tap rules and claimed victory versus Corey. That would have been one for the ages.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, as a bowler, like, no tap is, you know, it's fun and, you know, it's a good way to end. I think almost every bowling league ends the year with, you know, a pizza party and a no tap tournament or whatever. You know, as a purist, a bowling purist, I really don't appreciate it. But, I mean, come on, Hawk. No, he's got to be able to get a no tap 200.
Yeah, it sounds like he struggled just a little bit last night.
And
his first game was his best game, so I'm guessing that maybe other substances were involved and the play sort of degraded as the evening went on.
Yeah, and really, I mean, even if you would have got a 200, it should not have counted for the bet.
Yeah, I think I would have I would have personally left it like up in the air. I think, yeah, like if I was forced to rule on, I would say, yeah, it doesn't count, but he should be given 3 more games to try and get the 200, like just at some random time.
Yeah.
He just gets to go bowl
like
3
that
more games. But yeah, for purposes of the bit, I would not have ruled either way and let Corey and Chris fight it out a little bit there. But it was a fun bet. Corey pockets another 100, and Corey went from being like on the bottom of the power trip bet standings to he's actually profitable for the year 2021.
Wow.
Thanks to the swimming and all that. When just a couple weeks ago we were talking about how this could have been an absolute Armageddon for him between the swim bet and the core versus four. But things are looking up for the old core.
Yep, all he had to do was, you know, bet against his good friends and co-hosts, you know, accomplishing things. So I hope he can sleep at night, which I know he can.
Works every time. All right, well, let's get ready for the quotes.
And now it's time for the quotes of the week.
I'd let Brett Favre pee on me.
Sure.
Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers.
Because it's hard to bang and play it at the same time.
Bang and lung darts, whale.
All right, friends, it is time to get back to the quotes of the week after we were off last week with the shortened episode. So we are going with a 5-pack of great quotes here. And we will start at number 5 with Corey Cove.
So Mark, he's going to laugh all the way to the bank. He's been doing it for months.
I know he
is.
Doesn't matter what position he picks in.
The Power Trip Morning Show pays him more than Bally Sports North does.
Oh my gosh, that's a great line. It's true.
Yeah, Parrish is cashing in to the tune of like what, $6,500 over 4 bets. we don't have his Bally's pay stubs, but great line.
It's got to be close. And I did love, you know, when Parrish was breaking it down the other day, You know, on the back nine, Nikki was picking out the furniture that she was going to get with with the money. It's, you know, it's almost it's expected that he's going to win.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's quite the run, and it's not over yet.
It isn't. Okay, well, let's move to number four, and it is Christopher Allen Hockey.
Don't rip yourself.
I hope an 18-wheeler comes over the barrier today. I mean, I that would be better.
That's what it looks like when you put a belt on.
You should have saved that one for tomorrow. Damn it.
Oh.
Damn it.
The old 18-wheeler coming over the barrier.
Oh, man. I love myself a good visual quote there. That was very well done by Mr. Hockey.
Indeed.
All right. Well, we stay with Hawk here at number three.
Hey, are you going to wear a swim cap?
Yeah. Abby's that's a good look for you. Providing me one, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good look for you.
She's going to use a tent?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Tent. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, you know, from the same show, too. And he was on fire. I'm picking a meat sauce there. But, you know, as a fellow big head guy, you know, that kind of hits home there. So I feel your pain out there, Sauce. And I think technically at one point Sauce dropped his hat size. And I think my head is technically bigger than his. So, you know, it's a rough world out there trying to find hats that fit our big domes.
This is where we need to have the button bar up because I can play. That's a huge bitch.
Yes. Corey's favorite button.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's go with a Power Trip quote legend here. At number two, it's John Kreisel.
This place is back to normal. If it wasn't for masks, you wouldn't even know there was a pandemic.
No, like, kidding.
You can't get dinner reservations very easily. The pool's packed. It's sick. It's the best.
That is awesome.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing some shorts and a still standing shirt and an erection.
Oh, wow.
So your normal Las Vegas stuff.
Yeah, you're wearing
apparently, it was his wiener that was still standing.
Apparently. Yeah, standard attire for Kreisel. I mean, I don't even know why he had to say what he was wearing, because he could have just said the standard uniform, and we all would have known.
Right. You know, and it's like people, you know, in the Army and, like, the armed forces and stuff, when they go into buildings, you know, they take their hat off. Well, you know, if he's got a, you know, a still standing erection, he's got a stand right there. It's like a coat rack.
For sure. So,
all right. Well, my God, this is 4 weeks in a row that we've done quotes of the week that this man has been at the top. At number one, it's Corey Cove.
Look at him, man. You look good, right?
Hey, you guys want to hear a really good joke I heard yesterday? It's you like these kind of setup jokes.
I love jokes.
What's the difference between iHeartRadio and Subway?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I can't even imagine what.
iHeart needs Jared back.
That is a great inside joke.
Wow.
I love that.
Wow. Thank you. Are we off the air again?
Oh, my.
Oh, that was so good. And, yeah, I guess partially if you weren't paying attention, a little bit of an inside joke, because I think Jared Wells either was laid off or let go or something. You know, the on-site engineer does all the live broadcast production work, you know, with PA and all sorts of the iHeartRadio staff. And I'll get into that a little later, too, in quotes notes. But that was dynamite.
Absolutely, yeah. And Jared's such a good dude, and he's got awesome hair. He has beautiful hair.
He does. So. Very beautiful hair. Very nice guy. Well, that will do it for the quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, well, this week in Your Thoughts, I've got a special down memory lane, and Dave, I didn't even give you a preview of it because I knew it was something that you would enjoy. It's my favorite bit of all time. It's a down memory lane with R. Jacques.
Oh, yes.
Right here on your home of all things Minnesota Wild, the Fan. And speaking of all things Minnesota Wild, we have a very special guest today. And it's two in a row.
My favorite.
I know Wes Walls will be on with us in the next segment, but your real favorite is on right now. I need you, Sauce, to get to the phones and punch them up. Ladies and gentlemen, Jacques Lemaire is on the phone. Jacques.
Hello there, Wes. Good to talk to you, Wes.
No, I'm sorry. No. Wes isn't on.
You always played real.
Thank you. And we'll relay that message to him. He's technically not on right now. He's going to be on with us next. I was talking about him being on with us next.
I'm on right now.
You're on right now. You're on. Thank you, John.
Talking to Wes Walsh about hockey.
Well.
Big game tonight with the Blackhawks, guys.
Yeah.
They didn't even lose a game.
No, you're right. Yeah.
They did not lose a game all year, and that is going to be tough to beat tonight. But that is what you have to do if you're the coach. You have to say, let's put a loss on these guys. Let's score more goals than the other guys.
That's true. And coach, they actually did lose a couple games this year, and as I was saying, Wes is not...
No, they didn't lose. It was on the news.
Well,
I watched it.
Okay.
Firing bullets right out of the gate.
Oh, man. So I was just thinking there, you know, we all love the bees when he says the bees. But I think, you know, my Mount Rushmore of our jocks phrases or words would be tough, guys, probably Booch. But the tough and guys just always kills me.
Guys.
Guys.
So good, and apparently he thought Chris Hockey was Wes Walls for a while there, so easy mistake to make.
Good to have you, Wes. You always went hard in the corners.
Thank you, as always, for calling in, and I know Teddy B has some questions for
yes.
you, but I have my first question is, do you think it's possible that our Wild squad can beat what is maybe the best team in the NHL tonight?
No. No, they're two good guys. They haven't lost a game, and this team has. So, yes, we got Brodziak, we got Bäckström, we got Brodin. But they have other guys, and those guys don't give up goals. They got Kane. They got Kane.
Yeah, right.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's going to be real tough for the guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to play tough.
What I love about that is that's kind of tearing down the fourth wall a little bit there. Corey could only think of Patrick Kane, and he was searching for like any Blackhawk name he could, and all he could come up with was Patrick Kane, which is brilliant. It was like, Kane, he's pretty good.
I was just waiting for him to go Kane and Burns and Booch and Bruno.
They got all the guys back together in Chicago. Oh, God, I love that.
Yep. Hey, Jacques, you've been a part of many playoffs, obviously playing with the Montreal Canadiens, won a bunch of Stanley Cups there, and then as a coach for the Wild, you took that team to the 2003 Western Conference Finals. As a coach, do you have to coach differently for the playoffs than you would for the regular season? Is it a different kind of game?
Very different, guys. It's tough. My philosophy changes when you get to this time of the year. This time of the year, there are three things that are unbelievably important to do when you're playing hockey.
Let me write this down then. Go ahead.
Somebody call Coach Yo and tell him, tonight, these are the things you need to do.
Okay.
Play hard. Skate hard. Move the puck through the zone and score goals.
That's four things.
That is the playoff formula, guys.
Hold on 1 second. Skate hard, play hard, move the puck through the zone.
You could say play tough, too. Tough and hard, same thing.
That's five things.
Three things you got to do, and then we give a list of four.
That one always, whenever Corey called in on those, and Rosie was in studio, that was always a tripping point. It was like, there's three things you got to do, guys. And they list off like seven different things, like go hard, skate tough, and go on the neck, and whatever.
Yeah, about the only number that Jacques really did well with was the number zero, which is the number of goals he wanted to see scored. So, yeah. All right. Well, it's been a fun kind of normal Jacques segment for the first few clips here. But here's where we get a little bit of a surprise.
Oh, you know what, Jacques? As you were talking, Wes Walls just walked in the studio. Wes, say hi to your former coach.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Good to talk to you guys.
Wes, We were just talking to Jock about the things it takes to win tonight. He says that they need to play hard, skate hard, and move through the puck.
Well, I would never question my great former coach, and I would never ask him anything else other than that. And I think if that's what he tells you you got to do, that's what you got to do to win the hockey game tonight.
Wes, good to talk to you. Remember when we used to have all you and the guys, we used to have Burtz and Booch and Backstrom and Boogie and Booch and Burtz and Gabarick and Bruno and you?
Those were some good times, Coach, and we skated hard for you, and we did everything you asked us to do, and we won a lot of hockey games thanks to your coaching method.
Somehow, Jacques Lemaire immediately recognized the voice of Wes Walls there, which was none other than Meat Sauce doing a terrible impression of Wes Walls.
It was just Meat Sauce talking.
Yes. I was like, hi, Coach, how are you?
Oh, always good to talk to you, Wes.
Oh, my God. When I heard that again, that was killing me. Just no attempt at any kind of a different voice for Wes Walls. It's just, I'm just going to use my regular voice and, hi, Wes, good to talk to you.
And then I love it. It's just like, remember when we had all these players on the team, and then there's just nothing after that. It's like, remember when we played with Burns and Brooch and Bruno and but like, there's just no other context. It's just like, remember that?
Remember?
Yes, I do, Coach.
That was thanks, awesome. Coach. All right. Well, if you thought that got a little bit strange with the worst Wes Walls impression of all time, things are going to get even weirder in the final segment.
We need you back tonight, Wes.
Well, I've retired.
Some of these guys on the third and fourth lines, they don't play tough like Wes Walls used to play tough. We got that guy, Keenan Panopka, and he's just a guy that punches.
He's tough, though.
And sometimes you need that, right? We had a guy named Boogie. We had a guy named Matt Johnson. Those guys like to punch people's faces. And Zipkin Kanopka is the guy on this team.
You need a guy like that. Coach, what have you been up to since you retired?
just clearing my throat there, guys. Hang on.
Coach, you all right?
You're not having a heart attack, are you?
Hockey, guys.
Coach, your house isn't on fire again, is it? Coach. Coach hung up.
That's the first time he's actually hung up the proper way.
What happened?
I think somebody called 911.
Is his house on fire? Somebody tell Wes Walls he's responsible for this.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, Corey got a case of the giggles there and had to hang up.
Because it normally, you know, enters with him either trying to, you know, remember what Wes or, you know, Bruno's number is and try to three-way Bruno into
exactly.
the conversation or enter his credit card information while they're on the line.
Yeah, we usually get a lot of tone sounds at the end of a shot call, yes. But that was great. It was so funny because you could just hear Corey, like, trying to compose himself and didn't quite work. And, yeah.
Nope.
Jacques got a case of the giggles, guys.
Oh, my God. I could listen to those all day, and I go back to when we were me and Smitty Oom were road tripping down to see you in Kansas City, and I think we rolled through a playlist of like 12 of them, and we were just rolling. It was so, I love to hear from Jacques.
God, it's absolutely the best. It's, like I said, it's my favorite bit, and he rarely does it these days, but man, when it comes up, it just kills every single time. So, love to hear it. All right, and the other thing that kills every single time is quotes, notes, opens, but I don't believe you have a new one for me tonight.
I don't, so it's this sweet replay.
We'll be right back.
Well, what do you got for us tonight?
All right. I'm going to start with a serious one. Condolences to the Lambert family after the passing of Jeff's brother, Steve. I don't know exactly what the situation was there, but I know it's not always easy, you know, losing someone close in your family. So my condolences go out to the Lambert family.
Yeah, for sure. I believe he had cancer. Yeah, that was sad to see. And the family obviously knew it was coming because Meat Sauce mentioned it a couple times last week on the show. But yeah, absolutely. Condolences there. It's a really good family, and they really, you know, really care for people that have, you know, special needs and things. And it was good to see that that he was so loved, and obviously, you know, Kelly is so loved in the family and everything too. And that's just not much more to say. Just condolences, and I know there's got to be a big hole there right now for them.
For sure. Yep. Heart goes out to them. Let's pick things back up here. Okay. We need to put out a bat call to Tommy Olsen. The numbers game, it's a numbers game. you know, and today I think the steam really got left out, as I think Zach forgot entirely to do the bit. You know, the three timeouts, that didn't last long as well. I need to know about random things that Tommy Olsen has observed from the Power Trip Morning Show. In fact, that's really the only reason why we do this, that and to, you know, to feed me and allow me to talk here and add something to the show. But bat signal, Tommy Olsen, let's have you on next week, and I want Tommy's takes on the Bets and Quotes podcast.
Yeah, we can. We should reach out to Tom. I know he's really busy these days. He's got a lot of stuff going on, you know, professionally and stuff. But yeah.
Well, he's packing for the moon.
Well, that too. We're all going to the moon. Well, not all of us. I'm definitely that guy that's going to sell before we get to the moon. And because there's all sorts of different types of people. There's going to be the people that hold to the bitter end and ride it all the way down to zero. You're going to have the people like me that jump off at the first sign of panic. Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, back to Tommers. What we were actually talking about before I derailed it. Yeah, absolutely. I love Tommy's takes. It was one of my, I look forward to it every Thursday. The numbers game thing, you know, I'm hot and cold depending upon what the topic is. Cause sometimes there's some things that actually are really interesting. Like, you know, the food calorie one I thought was kind of cool, you know, especially yeah. For us that love to eat, which is pretty much everybody but Corey. Yeah, that one was kind of cool. It just depends on the subject matter, but yeah, when I heard the number of the president today, I was a little bit underwhelmed with that one. Hopefully, we will pick that up again next week and have something better, or maybe we'll have a rare resurgence of Tommy's takes. So yeah, I absolutely miss it as well.
That's true, and that was, and it's nothing against Zach, because like you said, some of those are awesome, and they're fun to guess how many, you know, how many miles it is from Minneapolis to wherever, you know, London or whatever, like you did the other day. But you know, we stand up for Zach, we stand up for our guys here, but I think the main point that I want to get across is that I want Tommy Olsen's, you know, what he ordered from Burger King. I want to know, you know, what his buddies were, you know, doing over the weekend. I want to know all that meaningless nonsense.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this one, we'll start off by the new What If game is fantastic. Just for the fact that it's what if for like 30 seconds, and then it's just, you know, a random question. It's like, oh, good answer, and then what if, like, I really like that game. And then another thing,
you and I are going to be on polar opposites on that side, because
do you not like Creed?
I don't mind Creed. That what if what? Oh my god, that's annoying. After about the second time, and what was frustrating about it is Chris Hockey was notorious for never letting the full "here's what really matters" play out, which I loved. I loved that little open that he did. He would never let that play out. Could you not cut off the, like, if he would have just done one "what if," I would have been fine with it. It was the fact that he let the whole thing play to annoy Corey.
But yeah, it wouldn't have been funny if they would have just played "what if." Okay, so this will. Okay, so now my next thought is, what other games can we make out of Creed lyrics? So I've been in the think tank here.
I got one.
Okay.
The next person that plays Creed on the show, they go 6 feet from the edge and jump.
Whatever, dude. You know, Higher, there could be something with Higher where, you know, Meat Sauce recalls one of his getting high with Smitty stories from back in the day. You know, there could, you know, allegedly be a Zach angle as part of that. I don't know. I'm going to keep working on this. I think we can develop a Creed lyric game here for the podcast if you'll allow it.
it's definitely going to depend on the song because there, like I said, I'm generally not against Creed, but yeah,
it sounds like you're against Creed right now.
It varies by the song. They're definitely one. They don't get a free, like, because you know you think of, like, your favorite groups and stuff like that. Even if they have a bad song, you give them a pass. You're like, oh no, that's a really good song. Whatever. No, with Creed, it's definitely you have to earn the merit on every single song. And even that 6 feet, I love that song, but yeah, that would be a much better game than "what if."
Okay, well, let's get to better music here and better music news. So excited that Chris Hockey is going to be playing with the Fabulous Armadillos this year. They play a lot in St. Cloud, which is where I'm from. My parents go to all the shows. I go to a lot of their shows as well, and they're an outstanding band to watch live. I'm glad that, you know, live music is going to be coming back this summer and into the fall. And for Chris Hockey to be a part of it will only make me want to go even more. So I'm very excited for that news.
I'm excited for it too. I've never seen the Fabulous Armadillos myself, but there's got to be a crank angle to that somehow, right? Like they come out with armadillos shoved down their pants or something. I mean, it just seems like there's just a giant opportunity for a crank angle.
Yeah, I mean, you can find a crank angle in just about anything, but maybe there will be one now that Chris Hockey is partially in the band.
Yeah, we got a segment and a half out of Greg Norman's crank today.
Yes, we did. yeah, I'm working on recreate. I think I sent you a first draft of recreating the Greg Norman logo. I put it on my Instagram story too. I'm gonna make that actual logo, but instead of a shark, it's gonna be a crank, but like the same colors and everything. You know, that'd be a nice hat to wear in Vegas.
Which I don't know if you remember. I forget. It must have been the British Open a few years ago, or the Open as we call it, right, Andy? But when he was in that deep bunker and he had that huge crouch to make that shot, do you remember that?
Yes.
Like, it's very disappointing now that the camera shot was from behind and not in front of Greg on that one.
And not see him smuggling, you know, a kielbasa in his pants.
A summer sausage down there, yeah. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Okay. We already talked about going to the moon. Next. Oh,
by the way, since we've been recording this podcast, we went from 30 cents to 32 cents to 27 cents. This is like insane.
Yes. It's been like, okay, 28 flat. Okay. Going the wrong way. It's still good. Going back to some sad news. Rest in peace, DMX. Chuck, I feel like DMX probably isn't in your sweet spot, but as a child of the 90s and a fan of hip hop here in the early 2000s, DMX was definitely a big piece of that. And you know, still listen to DMX. I got him on a couple playlists on my iHeartRadio app as well. But gone but not forgotten. DMX. What?
No, he was definitely solid. Like I've said before, like Tupac was my guy from the 90s and stuff. But yeah, DMX was definitely solid. And yeah, RIP, sad, very sad for the family.
You know, and if you really break down early 2000s hip hop rap, you know, DMX was kind of the Kevin Garnett of that genre at that time. You know, you know, other basketball players, you know, were acting kind of tough, but they were really pretty soft. DMX was hard, and Kevin Garnett was also hard, and he was MFing everybody in the building. A little bit of a KG DMX analogy there. If you had that at plus 1500 going into the show, cash those tickets.
I was going to ask you to compare other hip hop stars to current Timberwolves, but yeah, that could be a whole podcast in and of itself.
Yes. I'll have to put that in here for the deep thoughts on the weekend here.
Of course, most of the hip hop artists have been successful versus the Timberwolves players. So.
That is true. That is true. Next up, Take on Me by Aha rips. Song absolutely rips. One of my favorites from that era. And Muss is dead to me for saying that. It sucks.
It is one of, like, I was really little when that one first came out, that video first came out. And it was like I was seeing, like, magic or something in front of my eyes. That video was just revolutionary, where like you blended the cartoon with the live action, everything. And you know, now today, like, you know, somebody sees that today that didn't live through that era, you'd be like, oh, whatever, it's just another video and stuff. But at the time, that video was revolutionary. The song itself, even without the video, absolutely rips. And yes, Muss, you're dead.
Damn it, Muss, we were just starting to like you. Next up here, okay, so sucks that they had, this is the Jared Wells part of the podcast. Yeah, so obviously they had some technical issues here, and I totally understand, you know, I don't even know all of his, you know, daily duties and stuff, but obviously Jared Wells is a big, big part of all the live broadcasts, which on any normal year is a huge part of the show. I mean, they go out and travel a lot, whether it's, you know, the Friday football feasts or, you know, initials majors and, you know, Barrero and those guys go around too. And Vegas, you know, Jared's a big part, and maybe I'm just, you know, feeling a little soft, and we talked about it a little bit too earlier, but, you know, he's just such a nice guy, and he seems like he's so good at what he's doing. I would hope that there was always a spot for Jared Wells at iHeartRadio. And I will say, when they did the bunghole thing with Meat Sauce's Tesla, Jared Wells was there in the parking lot with, you know, with Zach. So eyeball emoji on that one.
Yes, yes, indeed. No, that... Jared's awesome, like we said before, and yeah, hopefully career opportunities are alive and well for him, because he was really good at what he did at the time, and hopefully that continues.
Yes. Okay, time for two more. These are going to be in completely different angles. First one, Hawk buying a $15 Mr. Pibb necklace in Wisconsin is probably the most Chris Hockey thing of all time.
he loves his Mr. Pibb, and I agree. I'm one of those two where it's not like either or with Mr. Pibb and Dr. Pepper, but given the choice, like if there's two ice cold cans in front of me, I'm taking Mr. Pibb.
I'm always going Pibb, and that's one of the biggest reasons why I respect Chipotle. They have Pibb on tap. They don't have Dr. Pepper. They know what's up. Pibb always over Dr. Pepper. And, you know, I think even still to this day, but I remember back in high school, right when I got my driver's license, I'd always go to the gas station. They'd have two 20-ouncers for $2.
Ooh.
Buy two, get one free, or whatever the deal was.
Yes.
I still feel like if you go to gas stations, they still have that, like, $2 for $2 deal, which is a great deal.
How good is an ice-cold Pibb at a gas station on a road trip?
It's really tough to beat. Maybe a bag of those Buttersnap pretzels or something like that. Something
combos.
Salty.
Oh. You got to go combos.
What's your combo flavor?
I think probably original cheddar cheese, but then, you know, usually, or a lot of times what I'll do is I'll get, like, the original, and then I'll get, like, one of the weird flavors, like, something new that they've come out with, or pizza or something. Because, there's not a bad combo flavor. But try to put a bad combo flavor together. You can't do it. But, yeah, I think cheddar cheese is probably my staple.
Yeah, I'm a pizza pretzel guy, but that's where I'm at. Okay, last one. Last one here. Max was very good on Wednesday. Not going to get too deep down that rabbit hole or whatever, but some of the quotes that I kind of debated, and I was almost going to text you about this, like, putting out some of those quotes in there, like, he feels like when he walks down the street, you know, comparing, him in current day seeing a police officer as, him, like, being a Jewish person and, you know, seeing the Gestapo. There's some things in there that are just, you know, they're chilling. I couldn't imagine, you know, I couldn't imagine how much strength it takes to, be living in the United States right now as a African American person and feeling safe. And, I wish that, I don't know. I mean, something has to be done. Obviously, I don't think anybody has the right answer, but, another terrible tragedy. It's really impossible to just avoid it, and I don't think that anybody should just, shrug it off and say, it doesn't matter to me, I always joke all the time in my personal life here about being, an overprivileged white male, but, there's a real thing to that, and, it's not fair that, I can, put my hood up, or I can, make a slight move when I get pulled over and, I don't get shot and somebody else does, but whatever. Can go down that road forever, but it was just chilling to hear some of that stuff from Max.
Yeah, and the only thing I'll say too is it's just good to get different perspectives on stuff, and I'm always the kind of person where one of my philosophies is I try not to judge people until I've walked a mile in their shoes. That whole thing, yep. And just try and get some perspective on stuff, and that's, I haven't lived that life, and so it is good to hear different people's perspectives. I love, like, listening to Henry Lake. I'll pull up old H. Lake on WCCO in the evenings a lot of the times, and just hear what he's got to say, and even, like, following Ron Johnson, who shockingly is on Twitter.
Yes.
Believe it or not. But just, I mean, honestly, in all seriousness, some of the things that he tweets about, and some of the instances he's had, and this is a man who was a very successful, college football player, played in the NFL, is, uber talented. He does, lots of different business interests and different things going for him. And he's had to deal with a lot of that stuff too. So it's really eye-opening, and like I said, I just encourage people to listen.
All right, well, that will do it for Quotes Notes.
All right, well, we got a good mix there of the fun topics and a little bit of the serious, but hey, that's life, right? So
Quotes Notes is always a roller coaster. It is. That should have been the open. Roller coaster of Quotes Notes.
There you go. All right, we have another idea for a future show. All right, brilliant. That will do it for this week's show. Dave, where can they find you at in the meantime?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
All right. And I'm, of course, on Twitter at PowerTripBets and on Insta at PTBETZ. And you can also find me on Twitter at LungDartLegends. I think I'm up to like 175 followers on LungDartLegends.
Let's go. So hashtag LDL.
I have a few people that are... enjoy the bit enough to follow along. So kind of fun. All right, well, thanks for listening, and we'll be back again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app, and if you think we're hideous, please lie. Baby, rain or shine.